Your mouth is moving a lot like a rat. Yappa, 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 yappa.
1, 2, 3.
Who's Madeline?
You are listening to another episode of Mad Chatter.
2026, the year of squeezing in a podcast when Lily sleeps.
Woo, the year of the horse as well. Giddy up. I thought you know that.
Someone else said that to me today. And
what does that mean?
You've used it twice in a day?
No, somebody else said it to me and now I've stolen it. So I don't even know who said it.
What were you born in?
Oh.
I think it was a pig.
Oh, I think I was... I think I was a rat, actually, maybe, then I think about it. That makes sense.
Shanice, your mouth is moving
a little bit like a rat.
I don't know.
I mean, I was trying to quote that at work the other day, and
no
the
one
kids
got it?
Just weren't aware. They're forgetting the ancient texts. I had to show them the video.
Oh, my God, I know.
Like, it's funny, I swear.
Other people would think I'm cool.
I think there's not one game of the Thunderbirds I've watched without going, Shanice. Oh, no, it wasn't Thunderbirds, it was Fever. I'm going, Shanice.
Oh, I love it. Bring her back. Bring back.
Oh my god, bring her back for real. Miss her so much already. Anyway, hi guys.
Aloha.
Hi. For everyone who doesn't know, we're doing this at 10 a.m. on a Saturday morning while Lily gets her nap in. Because that's the life we lead now.
Yeah.
Live in the vita
loca. You're gonna expose how long it takes for you to edit now. But that's okay.
Oh, absolutely. I'll
that's so true. And this is coming out at 10:59 on Saturday.
Okay, well, guys, I'm just going to keep blaming Lily because I didn't realize my life revolved around Lily. No, it's
Lily's
so fun.
Lily's the main character in everyone's
I've actually never been happier. She's the most beautiful.
Actually, Maddie Ibs came to babysit the other day. We had like an hour between Daniel needing to leave me getting home. And I was like, do you mind looking after her? She's like so excited. And then Lily was asleep the whole time.
So. Literally woke up 5 minutes before. Like, you came home, yeah. And I was like, damn.
And then you're like, I promise I didn't wake her. You but we got some playtime.
We got some playtime.
I feel like for those new people who maybe don't know us, which I don't think we have any new people, they're all oldies, but...
We could.
Like, does everyone... Like, we need to recap that Lily is Maddie's baby.
Oh, my God.
What do you think?
But by saying Maddie's baby, that's still three of us.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Well, she is our baby.
We're her mommy.
Guys, maybe that podcast that's like... Anyone that's listening to this episode, go back to episode 1.
But you know what? You don't have to go back to episode 1 because it's not like please
don't.
Any,
actually,
like,
please don't.
Yeah, just if start anything, from like, here. Don't ever start from
what? Actually, what do you think is our best episode ever? Like, if someone had to go back and listen
interview.
To one of our episodes.
An yeah, interview. I think our interviews when we
with
talk
who?
Less.
Who?
Chloe Dalton was quite
good. Chloe Dalton was sick. Soph was good.
True.
Even though we had to re-record.
Any Sophie Ford's episode.
Helen, yeah. Pay. I think all of our interviews are pretty much top notch. So what I'm saying
if we don't say so ourselves.
When we're by ourselves, don't listen
don't
to
listen. And don't listen to the episodes. My mum had given us some feedback. Again, the mums love the feedback about the fact that the episodes where we talk a lot about like shows that we watch, for example, Grey's Anatomy, she's like, you are alienating a lot of your listeners because she said, you can't just assume that everybody listens to Grey's Anatomy, sorry, watches Grey's Anatomy and has watched all 24 seasons. Whatever.
She's not wrong though.
So we will try to be less niche, but I also can't guarantee that because there's something I want to do today that is very niche.
Yes.
We'll get to it.
Well, we thought we'd treat this episode like preseason, being rusty and who knows what can happen.
And very, very tough.
Very, tough.
And sweaty.
It definitely is sweaty. So we thought we would start with a little bit of Nettie. It'd be rude not to give a little bit of an update. You two have been going through preseason now for what feels like 6 months.
And eternity. Live rough up.
So obviously, Proudy, you've come back into preseason for the first time since having a baby.
Baby.
How are we going?
Let's just say the year of the horse has been better than the year of what was 2013 by.
Dragon?
We're going to get really,
really
into
hung
it.
Up on this horse.
Yeah, I'm really into it. Maybe I'm going to get into my, well, I was going to say zodiacs, but that's not what it is. Chinese New Year's.
Oh, yeah, no, you're right.
Yes, I think it was a little bit of a shock to the system the first few weeks. I think
many months post were you when you started?
Five months post, and it was post C-section as well, so it was a little bit slower in that sense. And also, I mean, we'll just be really open and honest here, like I didn't know if I was definitely going to come back either. So I feel like when I was pregnant, I was resting. I think we've already sort of semi-discussed this, was trying to – I had this real false sense of security that like having 12 months off to have a baby was going to mean that all of my little niggles and injuries pre-baby were going to be gone. So I was like, I'll just fully rest. All these, you know, hormones will recover my ligaments and grow some cartilage back in my knees. And then, yes, once I had Lily, it was over in the UK, so – also couldn't get back into heaps of training. So anyway, long story short.
You're 5 days post having Lily, like, I think I'm coming back next year. And I was like, what are these hormones doing to you?
It was giving like, I'm bored. That was also the stage 5 days post where I was like, why don't I feel 100% yet? And like the midwife came around and was like, so you can start doing some more walking around. And I was like, oh, okay. And she's like, you know, I was like, what's the sign? Like, how much walking can I do? She's like, oh, you know, like you can, like there'll be a point where you can't walk anymore. And so me and mum walked to the cafe down the street and I got there and I was like, call the ambulance. She can't walk any further. So that was day 5 and that was when I decided that I was going to come back.
On the comeback.
Inspirational.
Anyway, yeah, so came back. Well, I got back to Australia at the start of October and then we started pre-season middle of October. We got eased back into it. It was very nice to have Gina. So we've got, for those who don't know, we've got Gina Crampton in the team, replacing Paige, who's also having a baby. So babies galore. Maybe by the time this episode comes out, Paige will have a baby. Manifesting. All
right, just quickly, boy or girl, Turner?
Boy.
Girl.
Boy. We shall soon find out. But no, I think having Gina, who has a baby 2 months younger than Lily, little Reggie, so I think having her coming back at the same time and being able to do it with her has been amazing. And even just like bouncing off one another in those early days, but then also obviously ever since. But yes, back to your original question. It took a little bit for the body to get back into it. Yeah, felt like I was maybe struggling a little bit in the first month or two, but then, yeah, have really turned a corner in the year of the horse.
If it helps.
I've got back on the horse.
If it helps, by November, when my mum saw you at Tie Dye Project, her exact words were, she looks fit, the bitch.
Chill, I love you. Yeah, but I think that was more due to Lily just being like a crazy active child and me just being like arms galore having to hold her for like 12 hours at a time and being like, I have biceps are sore
the best
day.
Kind of weights.
Correct.
And Turner, how is it having all these babies around? You must be in heaven.
It is baby heaven. No, the mums are actually killing it. I don't know how they do it and like organize themselves. Like I struggle to get myself to training on time, let alone like feeding the baby in the morning and getting themselves
out
the door.
You are like the best fill-in babysitter auntie.
Oh, Maddie is go-to.
Like I feel like I almost get annoyed that Maddie's in the team because I'm like, who's going to look after Lily? Can you be at home with Lily? Why are you here?
Yeah, but
Matt's like, any niggles today?
No, actually, Maddie has been the survivor. Wow,
crazy shit.
Let's touch all the woods.
Yes, true. But I feel like, Maddie, this has been your, like, you are a fine wine.
Fine wine. She just gets through pre-season nice and slow.
She is
fine wine. She came home the other day and she's like, I did a PB on the leg press today. Okay. I'm like, fuck. Yeah,
camp in Mudgee, like all of us were falling around her and she did a Stephen Bradbury and just came through at the end.
I really did.
That's a little Winter Olympics plug.
next week on Channel 9.
opening ceremony in Milan.
Oh, there you go.
Fun fact.
You didn't do the quiz?
I did, but I got it wrong. Oh. I was like, where's somewhere like cold? I don't know.
Yeah, I also got it wrong. Anyway.
I can't remember what I was going to say now. I've lost my complete
But pre-season, you've enjoyed it?
No, I feel like they're kind of the same every time, but like a little bit different.
Do you feel like obviously you get older every year, but because you're more experienced, do you find it easier every? I don't know if easy is the right word, but do you find it like because you know what to expect? Are you still finding it a shock, or are you still like, okay, I know what I'm for, I can get up for this? Like,
I probably have enjoyed this one more because it's been. We started netball earlier. Mm. I'm not sure if that's because the season's earlier, but I feel like because we've started doing the netball stuff rather than just running, like the running stuff makes, I'm just bored.
So true.
So bored and like not my strength. So
yeah.
I feel like, I reckon this one's been probably more enjoyable in a sense.
I feel like it gets easier in the sense, like you said, like mentally, because I feel like it switched for me 1 year where I like realized, oh my God, everyone else is in pain too. Like I think when you're young and you're going in preseason, you're like, I'm in your own head and you're like, I am the only person that's struggling
and
right
you
now.
Probably feel like you have to overdo it too.
Whereas like I think once you get older you look around and you're like, everyone hates this too.
Yeah.
And it's like shared pain. So I do think, I mean, there also is something to be said for like training age, which they talk about. Like I do think your body, like the more pre-seasons you have under your belt kind of does like adjust in a way or adapt in a way. But I don't know. I still don't think
I don't know. I feel like I feel like you get used to it, but it's like, you're like, nothing shocks me.
You get less, like, I feel like the biggest difference anxious. Is like the night before a fitness testing, you're a lot less anxious than you were when you were.
Definitely.
Yeah, right.
I think it's nice having like, it's like Dylan and Joe with Bri as well. Like it's been like a nice, like little dynamic as well.
I guess for the people at home, Joe Harton coming across.
Oh my God, crazy.
Being the best. As, what do you see officially called, I guess?
I think she's like a shooting specialist.
Yeah.
So how's that been? Because all I've heard is good things, but you know, for the people at home, how's that been having like someone with that experience? And
I mean, she's like this one of the smartest players, I think. So to have her in our little team as a coach is like crazy.
Are you like, God, I'm glad you're with us now? Yeah, against us.
Literally. The first session that because Sarah came into the preseason late because of like Diamond's commitments, how rude of her. So she came in like in the first session, Joe and her were there. Sarah and her like hugged it out. Everyone was like, oh God, what's gonna happen? What's gonna happen?
It is kind of crazy.
I feel like, yeah, I kind of almost like forgot. I feel like the moment she was like in red and walked in the room, it was kind of like you forgot very quickly. Like,
yeah.
I feel like she's slotted in so well and like her personality, like she's just so fun, I feel as well.
Yeah. And her and Helen have a good relationship. True, like, true. I feel like there's just like a bit of action everywhere, which is nice.
Yeah, she's made such an impact already, I feel. Yeah. And, like that real good balance of, yeah, like being a coach, but then also being so soon after playing. I think it's really nice for the attackers because she's had a lot to do with us so far. Like, yeah, you know that she's been in it so recently as well.
It's kind of a very genius move. I don't know who made the first move, whether it was Bryony or Joe. Like,
who asked you out?
I find it a very clever. Into the DMs.
And we've got another baby. Joe's got baby Eddie. So we've now... that's why we've said that Paige might have a boy, because at the moment we've got two girls,
one boy. Balance it out.
And so then if it's,
balances it out. Well, baby fever at the Swifties.
Seriously.
Oh, we need to get some little outfits made.
We do. We need some little dresses or some little tracksuits.
Someone.
Someone listening.
God, I just can't wait to be in the stands with all your babies.
Look, imagine all the little like earmuffs.
Me and Gina had this moment the other day when we like looked at each other and we were like, so can you see your child sitting through 60 minutes of netball? And I was like, no, have you met my child? She doesn't sit still for 2 seconds. She's like, I don't think Reggie will either. And this has made us. I had this chat with Turner the other day. Gianna, George, Romelda, Aiken, George's baby. I'm like, only now I'm realizing, because I wasn't really in the baby mindset back then, she's the most chilled baby to live. I'm like, she just sits there, just gets, I was like, she came to every game, you barely even knew she was there. And I was like to the girls, I'm sorry, but be prepared. Like, you're going to know Lily's there.
She's her mother's daughter.
And I always say that, I'm like, God, she's got so much personality already. And everyone's like, are you shocked? I was like, yeah.
Well, she's, but the thing is, she might not be chill, like she might be active, but she is a chill baby.
Oh, yes.
She's very happy to be passed around, to be anything.
Like, sorry, yes. I do, yeah. Like,
not a big crier.
So lucky that she's like, yeah, very happy baby and like always, but just, yeah, active, I think is what I mean. Like, won't just like sit there and chill. Like, but again, like a mother.
Don't worry, Jen, I'll be there. Fine, we can take turns quarter by quarter.
I need to know, have you had any like mum hacks that you're like, oh, I've nailed this? That you'd be like, I can't wait to tell my friends to do this when they have babies.
Oh my God, you put me on the spot now. I'm trying to think. Well, I did this morning. I was saying to the like these girls, you guys, I'm talking to the listeners now, that Lily's always been a pram baby. Like, I mean, because from the beginning I was so desperate. She's a pram baby. She's a pram.
She's a
bassinet baby. I think I was just so desperate for her to enjoy being on the move when I was away. But that means I didn't probably use the carrier as much as I thought I would. But LT Moo's also got a baby. So Ellie was she's ex Silver Fern and was a Swiss training partner, and Jude, her baby was born 2 days after Lily. We had the same due date, fun fact. Anyway, she has like sworn by this Ergo baby carrier, and since then I've started putting Lily in it now that she's bigger and just obsessed. Like this morning with my coffee, because the coffee holders, if a mum's got a hack for me on that, never like keep the coffee actually in there, whereas when I've got her in the carrier, hands free. But no, I'm trying to think of other things. You're gonna have to come back to me. I have been more organized with her food and eating and things like that.
The girl can eat
Oh my God. And, like, we've been very lucky. Mums don't come at me, but, like, for a long time, Lily has been very good at sleeping through the night. And I know there's a difference between mums of babies that sleep through the night and mums of ones that don't. But, like, literally yesterday, Maddie Turner was here, saw how much she ate for dinner. She had a bottle before bed. She still woke up at, like, midnight and wanted food. I was like, this girl is going
She's
through growing. A growth spurt. It's
She's
frightening.
So strong.
Frightening.
Frighteningly strong, yes.
Like,
yes.
Stronger than I am. I'm like, I can't control you anymore.
When I was, like, trying to, like, hold her arms and stuff last week, she was pushing back. I was like, oh, I'm going to have to engage my muscle
here. Oh, my God. But, no, we did go down a little. We didn't really do sleep training. She just was, like, a baby that was always sort of, like, moved to sleep. And so then when I got back, I was like, oh, my God, if I'm going to leave her with someone that's not me or Daniel, like, she needs to know how to go to sleep on her own. And we did do a bit of, like, controlled crying. Again, could be controversial. But within, like, 2 days, she was going to sleep on her own. Now sometimes, like, you put her down and she's asleep before you even leave the room. Other times she protests, just a bit like us. Sometimes we don't want to go to sleep. But that's been a game changer for us. And now, like, yeah, that sleep side of things. So yeah, I was always a parent. I was like, I don't want to have a schedule. But then when you realize the schedule works, you're like, I get this. It's like, I feel like it's like Munty. Munty is our dietitian, for anyone who is wondering. The 80-20 rule in terms of like 80-20 of like eating healthy 80% of the time, treats 20% of the time, schedule 80% of the time, 20% free, like weekends. Yeah. Just like she can still go to the cricket and get home at 1 a.m.
She partied hard.
She parties. She loves the cricket. So I still want her to be able to do things, but also, yeah. It's nice when you know what time they go to bed.
Actually, you were just saying she might not sit through 60 minutes of Netty, but she sat through like 4 hours of cricket. Yeah, I'd say sat through, but like that'll be a walk in a park for her.
But that was like they had a room and she could play around. True. And like, yeah. So maybe someone at Kenrock's Arena can get her a room.
Get her a room.
Get a room.
So just jumping back to Netty quickly, kind of stepping away from Swifties a little bit, is there any teams this year? Oh my god, I sound like some kind of fox nipple. Or
I love this.
Is there any teams this year that you're looking forward to just like seeing? Because there's some real big shakeups. There's been some a lot of off season movement, like in the Fever space, for example. We've got we've got half of New Zealand over here.
I think that's mine. Is like the New Zealand. I think like the Firebirds probably came to mind first because they've got the most New Zealanders. Do they?
Yeah, they're literally the New Zealand Firebirds.
Yeah, or the most internationals, yeah. I feel like they're so different. Like, I feel like a lot of teams have changed. Giants as well, I guess, have changed a lot. But yeah, I think those ones that have had, like, big, big changes.
Yeah.
A bit of unknown. I did see that Giants and Firebirds played last night and Giants won by 4 or something like that. But yeah, I think that would be a good change. And then obviously Romelda, the gift that keeps giving.
Oh, yeah, I love her.
Shout out to you, dids. taking over for got another baby coming, Janelle Fowler. Actually, shout out to Emily Mannix because Emily Mannix has made a mum's WhatsApp group for us.
Oh, that's so nice.
This is a bit inside scoop for everyone.
This is a great inside scoop.
We've got a mum.
Have you named the group?
Actually, wait, let me check what's called.
If you haven't, you should. And if there's not a group pick, you should make it.
I'm exposing people right now.
Mads Turner, get on Canva.
But Em Mannix, yeah, has been, it's just called Mum Club with a little baby and bottle emoji. But then they were talking about if we had a baby, like, oh, wait, sorry. No, Mum Club's my group with Danny Mace, team manager. guys, under pressure. SSN Mum Club. Really like that. But, like, first thing Em Mannix put in there was just like, so what does everyone miss since having a baby? And it was like, being able to get home from training and watch Netflix. Mine was like going to the toilet without someone watching. So, no, that's been really nice. But we've got Janelle in there. We've obviously got Paige in there getting ready. And then now Molly Jovic's obviously having a baby as well. So there's so many, coming up.
God, there's actually some huge changes just in off-season alone.
Which is going to be crazy. I know. So, no, I feel like, that mum community. I don't know why I started talking about this. But maybe not to do with Janelle Fowler having Palinembad, sorry. I always stuff her up. having a baby. I think she must be due soon. And then Shamira.
Oh my gosh, of course.
You literally have a great mum's club.
Oh, my God. Well, I think that was our
that
last.
Should be a team.
Actually, that was our last conversation, was saying, guys, we could make a whole team. And then I think someone, like Paige, is like, I'll play goal attack if we've got too many mid-quarters. And then Mannix's suggestion for names was the pelvic floor pelican. So, Em, we love you.
That team would tear.
We'd be right.
That team. We're Shamira at one end, Janelle at the other.
Breast milk shots at halftime.
Oh, my God. Don't sign any contracts next year. A new team comes in and it's just mums only. So oh, my funny. God. That's crazy.
But, no, I think it's a, it's an important, I think as well, like, there is, like, the era of players at the moment are all becoming, like, sounds very obvious, but, like, you know, we're all sort of a similar age now and have gone through. And so I feel like it is that point where it's like you either retire or you want to have a family. So the fact that, you know, you can do both. And I thought there's a lot now in, like, other sports as well.
Mm.
Like, our dietitian has gone from having, no players to then it was a mum, Erin Burns, for the Sixers. I think she played in the Big Bash at, like, 3 months postpartum or something like that. Wow. So, it's happening a lot now, which I feel like it's just nice to have those kind of role models that have done it.
Yeah.
Like for me, it was, watching someone like Diddy do it beforehand. Mm-hmm. I feel like it makes you realize that it is possible.
How inspirational.
That was deep. We went from pelvic floor pelicans to getting deep real quick.
Pelvic floor pelicans is crazy. Oh, Maddie Turner, your homework is to mock up a logo on Canva.
Could get graphic real fast.
To PFP. Please. And same question directed to you. Turn up.
What, the babies?
Not about the baby. No. Well, to be fair, she ended up on babies. I actually asked, what team are you looking forward to seeing?
Oh, sorry. Guys, I'm a mum now. I'm a mum that only talks about being a mum and my child.
What teams? I feel like everyone. I feel like it's gonna be like whoever shows up on the day.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there's not gonna be like a clear standout for the betting people. But I think. Oh, like T-Birds as well. Like, they've got some interesting changes.
Yeah.
I feel like anyone with changes, you're like, ooh, what's this going to be like?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like Vixens, again, they're pretty much Aussie Diamonds all around.
And they're pretty much one of the only teams that are relatively unchanged.
Yeah.
I guess we're semi.
Like, Maddox is the only one that's come back in.
As a player that's been there before.
Yeah. So it'll be quite, like, I feel like it's going to be interesting all around.
I think it'll be a really exciting close comp.
We're in Adelaide for our first round as well, so.
So basically a home game.
Well, we got the Ballarat Blitz first, which is not the Bendigo.
The Bendigo Blast. I get like, yeah, we're going to the Bendigo Blast. And everyone's like, no, it's the Ballarat Blitz. I was like, oh, I didn't even get one.
So for people who don't know what the Ballarat Blitz is, the Bendigo Blast is.
But the Pelicans will be playing at the Bendigo Blast.
Pre-season, like, because we're not doing Teen Girls Cup.
Yeah.
No TGC.
No TGC this year. So we're doing like a mini one with like four. And then the other teams are actually going to Gold Coast. GC.
Oh, are they?
I know, I'm starting the GC.
Gold Coast.
Come on.
Going competition.
Gold Coast. Yeah, can't do it.
Doesn't ring off.
Can't do it. Sorry, guys.
So yeah, that'll be mid.
So who's going to that? What teams are going to that? Are we allowed to?
Ours is T-Birds, Fever, Vixens.
Yes. That's it.
Then I guess the other four are going to the other one.
And the other ones are the
yeah, right, okay.
And then we've got your birthday the next week.
Woo! What a segue.
The big 3-0.
That was a great segue. Thank you very much.
That was your way of not talking about Netball anymore.
Guys, all the podcasts are going to be in their 30s.
Did you like that?
Yes, we will be in our 30s.
Do you know what we should do is a segue? Do you guys listen to Shameless?
No, but I know the podcast.
They did like 30 life lessons by 30, but like some of them were like just as simple as like buy every music concert ticket. Like I thought you would say that.
Yeah.
And then others are like, you know, don't waste your energy on. But like some of them were so basic, but they all wrote like, and they both didn't, they all three.
That could be a whole episode.
Did an episode, each on them. I thought it was quite good. It's a lot of work, 30 things.
It is.
We did 30 together.
Yeah, true. Maybe we did 30 together, 10 each.
Actually, that probably works.
Yeah. Each. That's a good idea.
Don't make me do homework.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I'm dreading it as much as I feel like when you're 25, 30 seems really scary.
Yeah.
I always remember your 30th year, Proudy, because you were like, I'm going to make this my year. And everything just went bloody uphill for you in your 30th year, and you've made it look good.
I love
my
30s.
And you're 21.
No, but I honestly do. Like, I think everything now is kind of getting a bit older. Like, people have, like, start families later. People, like, do a lot of things later. And I feel like I have loved my 30s because I think I said this is getting deep again. But I think by 30, you're just like, you're more, like, you know who you are a bit more.
Yeah.
You care a bit less. Like, I don't.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm not going to say completely, but, like, you don't feel the need to kind of, impress everybody or, like,
or placate to people.
Maddie learned how to say no.
I did. Oh, my God. 30-year-old Maddie was
I kind of feel like I'm in the same vein of, like, learning to say no, but also just, like, learning to take on people or things where I'm, like, I'm not having a bar off.
Yes. You start to be, like, if people are.
Wait, am I just becoming a.
I think I realized the same thing. I was like, I learned to say no. I learned to tell people I don't like. I'm like, okay, so I've become an awful person.
Okay, so I'm just
here thinking 30's my best, and everyone else is like, we hate.
No, but like, I feel like there's like something clicks in you that you're like, am I mature now?
I'm mature.
I mean, I don't know how a credit card works, but.
oh my God, seriously.
But I'm like, I don't know. You feel a bit more. You can back yourself a little bit more.
I do like that. And you start to just be like, well,
maybe that's just in Korea.
A bit more like selfish in a good way, though.
Yeah, I think that too.
Yeah, do what you want to do rather than. Yeah.
It's like simple things.
I've been doing that for a long time.
It's a thing. It's like, bitches, I've had 30 nails. Yeah.
Simple things of telling friends, like, I can't be bothered to go out tonight.
No.
I'm not coming over.
And being. Actually, do you know what? I said this the other day that my favorite. No, okay, I shouldn't say my favorite thing about having a child is this because, no, there's other things that are. But it's the guilt-freeness of being able to be like, I have to stay at home because my baby's in bed.
Yeah.
Or like say it's 7 p.m., Lily goes to sleep. Usually it'd be like a Friday night and if like say Daniel's away or something and I'm sitting on the couch by myself, I'd be like that antsy of like, oh, I should be doing something even though you know you don't want to be.
Yep.
Whereas now Lily's in bed at 7, Netflix is on, heated rivalry is getting even more heated by the second and I have zero issues with it and I'm so happy.
I know. Well, I think we learned when I first moved into the Turner Clare household.
Yes.
I think one weekend I was
sounds
like
a law firm.
Turner and Clare Co. I was like, Turner, I can't remember. I was like, I'm doing nothing. So like, I can't wait. Like, sorry, I'm a bit boring. And Turner's like, I love nothing more. And we're like, Oh my God, yes, let's do nothing together.
That's the best part about having housemates.
I was about to say, that is the biggest thing that I reckon I missed yet when I moved out. It was like Friday night, you're still with your friends. You didn't have to bother making plans. You could all sit on the couch, have your Uber Eats together, have your desserts together.
It doesn't feel as sad as doing it alone.
No, whereas when you're by yourself, you're like, oh, I either have to invite people over, but I don't want to host.
Yeah.
I have to go somewhere, but I don't want to leave the house and go out in my pajamas. So,
it's
there you go.
So good. But it's so good. So
so we all love being boring enough.
We used to give our friend, shout out Chris Nicol, Mr. Parmenter, as we call him. He got old real quick. We were like, grandpa over here. And I'm like,
he had it right.
He knew what was going on.
But I also think you then appreciate when you do go out more.
100%.
Whereas I think when you were like in that phase, and I'm not saying meaning like going, but just like any sort of outing, like when you don't do it as much, you're like, okay, now I'm going
to. I really look forward to that weekend.
You're going to be present.
Wow, 26 is crazy for us, guys. I just had a quick look at my favorite TV show, Lily. Her bump's still up, so she's asleep.
She's a strange little sleeper.
So, do we want to like take a quick break and then come back into some? I'm not gonna lie, guys. We're gonna go downhill from here. That was pretty good stuff.
We're going to trash, trash, and more trash. Jenny Brinkquist, stop listening.
Jenny Brinkquist, my mum.
Love you, mum. You've been exposed now. Mum used to think that she could comment on things, being like, "My last name's not proud, so I can just say what I
keep
want."
Saying.
And now, if you comment on things, mum, people are gonna know it's you. Love you.
All right, so we're going to jump back into a bit of Netty because it'd be rude not to because we actually haven't done a podcast for like 4 years. So Turner, will you give us a little bit of an insight into the Swifties camp that
the
happens?
Scoop.
Yeah. What do you call it? That is that what you're talking about, the Mudgy one?
Yeah, the team camp.
Team camp. That happens every year. It's very notorious across sporting organisations that it's loathed. Like in every code, everyone's like, I don't want
to
do that
but
camp.
Then but then every now and then they surprise you. Like last year we went to Manly.
No, I feel like that's what they do. They do nice camp, mean camp, nice camp, mean camp.
Nice camp, mean camp.
So you kind of know what pedal you're up to. Like
talk me through mean camp. I mean, I did hear the rundown because I knew you guys were stressing. So
not
how
stressing,
was that?
Dreading.
Okay, I was trying to like not allude to the fact that you were like actually like rocking back and forth.
We heard Mudgy and we were like, wineries, scenery,
and like
beautiful town.
We're also such little shits. Like we'll try and find the leak within the staff as well. And trust me, there's a few leaks there.
Oh,
but
yeah.
They don't realise that they're the leaks, but you just have a few casual drops, conversations, and you're like, oh yeah, can't wait. What casual gear should I bring? Or like, oh, what should I wear to the winery? And then you get a few bites.
If my hair was getting wet, say.
New shoes or old runners.
Yeah, like, you ask like little things like this. You get little nibbles from the staff. And so you kind of
You're like, this ain't my first rodeo.
Yeah. Or between Sarah and I, we were like, all right, this person's like, go to this person, go to this person.
So, every detail, like, every second before the camp.
Love it. It was great. No, we don't do that. What are you talking about? So yeah, Mudgy Camp, we end up having the same guys, TLT, from 2 years ago?
Yes, I think it was 2 years.
Yeah. And so we kind of knew, well, the ones that have done it before, we knew what we're in for, and we saw them and we're like, awesome. This is going to be the worst 2 days of our lives.
Nice to see you again, because they're great guys, but we don't want to see you again.
This is the one time when I'm like, I love that our netball budget is small because the footy teams do 5 days of this year.
Yeah.
Oh my God, death. I've worked with the Panthers before, Penrith Panthers.
Tigers.
Have they done Storm?
They did the Queensland team as well.
They did the Broncos.
Storm, it's very well known how like horrendous their camp is. So I was wondering if it was the same guys. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but
yeah.
They're great at what they do.
Yeah.
And like, to be fair, like they did tailor this one. Like it was still like semi-enjoyable while still like pushing
tough.
The limits.
Yeah.
Testing limits together.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
TLT.
That was great. So yeah, for, I can't remember what we did. Like, I feel like we do the classic like team bonding, like not team bonding, like chat stuff.
Yeah, with the culture for the first day, I think it was when we got there.
And then they came on in, and I feel like this year we actually got our TPs to be involved, which was awesome because I'm like,
TPs are training partners for people that don't know.
not toilet papers.
Or what do they call themselves? The pioneers.
They. For the first time came to our camp, because I think last camp I feel like you end up with TPs that come into training and you say stuff that happened at camp and it's really hard because then they're not there, where we were like, we want like a full immersive program and we love those guys.
Yes.
So that was actually good to have them there, and they thrived. I feel like they did very, very well.
They were amazing. They were like foot on the throttle, full steam yeah. ahead.
And, like, for the stuff that we did with them, we did, like, for example, holding a jerry can above your head for, like, 10 minutes
mm-hmm.
filled with water. We ran, like, 10Ks while we had to build a
billy cart.
A billy cart. And it was, like, work out how to do it within your team. And then you had to, like, push the person around for, like,
It was ages.
I don't know. Whole day.
Time was an illusion.
Don't forget my least favorite thing that you did.
What part was my least favorite?
Oh, my God.
The, like, 1 a.m. thing?
Oh, yeah. That was the second
day. Was it 1 a.m.?
This was still the first day.
Oh, you're still on the first day.
Yeah, first day wake up was, like, 5 a.m. as well. And this was after having the day before being on a bus at 6 a.m. Freezing.
It was so cold. It was meant to be a really hot day.
Oh, yes.
And we were standing in our singlets, like, shivering.
Yes, and then...
and they're like, do you not have other clothes? We're like, they really told us to pack singlets.
That, do you know what? My lowest point of the whole time, like, as in, like, you're doing all these, like, really, really grueling things, but this just shows, like, the little nitpicky things annoy me. We went to the pool and we had to do, like, all these activities with, like, weights and, like, crates and
trying
to, like...
They also said that they were very impressed and we were good at that. Better than the footy players.
But then after that, we still had to do more things and we all had one-piece bathers on and, like, I was so cold after getting out of the pool, but they hadn't told us to bring, like... Because we had to wear our bathers. So we had we had no change of clothes. So we all then just had to put, like, our bike shorts on, our singlets, and, like, over our wet bathers. It just didn't sit well with me.
Okay, That's a... Eek with a triathlon, like doing a triathlon.
Yes, exactly.
That really puts
me
off.
I would like to think I'm someone that, like, I could go camping and do those sorts of things, but I'm like, maybe I'm more precious
than
I think.
Maybe not.
Yeah,
but
no,
I was fine to be doing the physical challenges and everything like that, but having to stay in my wet bathes I didn't like.
Fair enough, I get it. But we did, like, lots of different team challenges. Like, there was, like, you had to do this, not Bronco thing, but it was, like, running, what are they called, Malcolm's?
Yes.
While, like, other people were, like, climbing up ropes.
Yeah, the climb of the ropes was cool. It was kind of like, I guess, abseiling, but you would sort of
I think they thought that we had fear with that, but we were, like...
Yeah, we all loved it. We were like, can we do it again? Yes,
is that what you...
I've still got scars on my legs.
Guys, I can't tell you, when Maddie Turner walked through the door, I thought she'd been attacked. Her legs were more bruised than they were not. It was the most insane thing. Just I was telling her to sue them because that was insane. Insane.
This is like it was like a wire ladder. So when you were trying to do it really fast, you're like,
it just grabbed your legs.
Yeah.
What else did we do? We did like fun, like they did fun games as well. Like
building rafts in the water.
Yeah. And then you had to like hold like poles and someone had to like walk across them, but you only had two poles. So you had to keep like running around.
My favorite was the slip and slide one. You had to do slip and slide and then play like Connect Four and stuff. It was,
like one of the last ones that we did was like we had to carry jerry cans around essentially just like in a circle and do laps and pipes filled with water.
Yes.
And they were like so hard to carry because you just like keep swishing around and can't like not fall over and quite heavy and stuff like that. And Maddie Proud, we got a challenge at the end. Like we finished the time and they're like, look, you have to do that again or you can nominate themselves or you can nominate someone to do a lap within 2 minutes. It takes 2 minutes, less than 2 minutes to finish holding the pipe. And the pipe is like the hardest to hold, but it wasn't allowed to touch the ground. And all of us are like, I'm thinking, oh God, I can't do that. That's awful. And I'm like, well, I saw Proud do it during the thing. She was quite good. And Sarah. So for me, it was Proud of Sarah. And everyone's kind of like,
usually go for Sarah.
And everyone's kind of like, hey, Maddie. How do you feel about carrying home?
And I'd failed in a few other challenges and I'd been a bit of a liability. I'd been in and out. Like I was a bit modified in what I could do. I really felt like I owed the group.
Oh, I have never seen Maddie be silent for so long.
I was locked in.
She locked in.
I was like, flow state.
And like all of us, like we just had to trail her. So we're all just like kind of like, go Maddie, go like, and she's like holding this giant pipe filled with water and she's just like full marching. Also like, we chose the fastest walker. Kind of jealous.
You've got 2 minutes. I was like, no, but I want to get there in 30 seconds.
Yeah. So she smashed it out, did not drop the pole, finished it. Like, we all celebrated. So, like, all the stuff were like, where did this come from?
I think that was the best part about it. It was just a short one.
And it was the silence. Oh. Everyone was like, this is the... We've never heard of it.
Tigers.
Sorry, my child is currently banging her head against the headboard.
I heard that.
Kids do that, like, what do I do about it? Because I'm actually concerned.
I thought it was construction.
No, it's her.
Hi, Lily.
Yeah, the Tigers did it. I think they might have done the same program. But anyway, they uploaded the videos and Dream Buller did what Proudy did. And I remember, like, being like, oh, my God, I'm teary. It's actually so, like, it was impressive. So go, Proudy.
Thank you. But what was more impressive was that, I think it was, like, the last day and Maddie and Sarah were, like, the only two of, like, the actual 10 contract players that was still able-bodied.
And Sarah was not able-bodied.
So impressive. Yeah, she had, like, a crooked neck and she...
Yeah, I think at low point we had to get up at 1:30. Mm-hmm. Like, well, actually, to be honest, it was quite hilarious because Dylan got the call to do the wake-ups. And Dylan took way too much pleasure, banging on his... wake up, 5 minutes, time to get ready. And he took so much joy.
So that was 1 a.m.
Yeah, and can I just say, preface, like, Gina and Maddie had the babies as well. Like, they did so well. Like,
super mums.
Super mums.
Well, of course, Lily woke up there and I was like, oh dear, panic, 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 what do I do? Had to pass it to Danny Mace, our team manager, who sent the cutest photo.
Girl, if somebody woke me up at 1 a.m. to do a push-up, I'm probably killing them.
And all of it was, like, upper body that morning as well.
But remember, we got there and they had asked the, like, the place to turn the lights on, so it was, like, a sports of field because we were meant to do stuff on the field, but the lights hadn't come on, so it was to get turned off at a certain time.
Yeah.
So we had to do it, like, under the lights of, like, a toilet block. It was so funny.
It was pitch black. That's horrible.
13th reason.
Yeah. And it was, like, lots of Spider-Man crawls and, yeah, it was interesting. But we got through it. What time? I don't even know what time we went back to bed.
It was close to 3 or something. And then originally they told us that we'll have to be up again at 6 to do something else. And then just as we finished, they're like, you can get up at 8. And we're all like, oh, thank the
treaty
Lord.
Treat.
Oh, my thank God. Thank the Lord.
But, yeah, it was, like, a hard camp. But it probably, again, I feel like it's because we knew what it was like.
And it's one of those things in the moment you're like, oh, my God, I just want to be sitting on my couch in the warmth of this. But then it was, like, afterwards you're like, wow, I feel really accomplished.
That was part of my pep talk for Sarah and Mads. I was like, guys, and just think, in 3 days it's done.
Oh, I think the last one that we did here with them was way worse.
Really? Yep. Interesting.
Yeah. And because that's one where we had to sleep at Netball Central. Yeah. And it was, on the floor, that one was 2 full days. Whereas this one was only really, like, a day and a bit, wasn't it? Yeah.
And I think it was more like, you can't kill us. I know you can't kill
us.
Yeah. Last time I was like, you're going to kill us.
Yeah, you might. You
and they were so strict last time with this time. I feel like we had a little relationship. Yeah, we had a little banter.
That was like our goal, was like, make them crack, make them smile, get them out of character. Guys, I think I'm going to have to go get my child because if anyone can hear this banging, she's literally awake and trying to knock herself.
Well, that's okay because we can just finish with our Games, Girls, Obstructions with Lily.
She can't wait. She's excited.
Exactly.
All right, for today's Gains, Goals, and Instructions, we are joined with Lily. She's just woken up just in time for the end of the pod. She has done a giant poo, so
if you can smell something through the podcast.
But she's clapping about
She's clapping about that. So if you do hear some in the background, she's just excited to be around her auntie Maddie. So,
and she's feeling relieved.
She's feeling very relieved.
Lighter.
All right, Turner, do you want to start with, shall we start crap and then go to good?
I can start with
obstruction. Okay, I know what yours is.
My obstruction? Yes, Lily. I've got a bad obstruction. So, physical obstruction. So the other day, I actually got home at Proudies, drove home, and I had to ring Maddie. I was like, I don't know what to do. I cannot get in the house. And Maddie Ibs, media Maddie, for you, she was asleep. And I could not get in the house because a giant spider was above the door. Like, I don't think I've ever seen a bigger one. Like, it was black
and between you and I, we're fat. Not good.
No, and, like, it was giant. Like, picture, like, Harry Potter shit. That's how I would describe it. Anyway, I had the, like, light on it. And I normally don't put the light on, but I weirdly, like, had a bit of a spooky.
That's crazy. I always have the light on.
Like, the torch. And I was, like, spooky, eerie, fairy feeling. And I'm, like, thank God I did. Anyway, maybe it was better that I didn't know it was there. I don't know. But then I, had the torch on, saw it. Turned off, panicked, tried to ring Maddie, but couldn't get the, like, light on at the same time. And so I was like, I don't know what to do. And, like, I felt, like, things crawling on me, and it was windy, and I was, like, getting full spooked out. And trying to ring Maddie Ibs as well, she wouldn't answer. And then I put the light back on, it's near the handle, like, next to the handle. And Maddie Proud goes, just open the door. And
I said, just go in really quickly.
I don't think you understand where it was. Like, I was like, it's right next to the handle.
As someone that's not that scared of spiders, like, I just couldn't quite understand.
Well, you didn't understand the size of it.
Would a size of a spider not affect you?
Well, like, I think as well, I just run in and quickly shut the door.
Yeah, but it was next to the handle. How do I get the key in?
Or I would take my shoe off and hit it.
I know. I was already planning.
Couldn't pay me.
No. It was bigger than my shoe.
I would have slept in my car.
It was bigger than your shoe.
As in, like, the width. It had width.
Wow. I would have slept in the car.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was already planning to go to the car.
I'm serious.
Or I was planning to drive back to Maddie's and sleep on the couch. Anyway, so then I end up realizing, oh my God, I know where a spare key is. I'm not going to tell people where it is, but there's a spare key. And so then I went through the back roller door and went through the back door to try and get in because I was so spooked. Anyway, Maddie ended up being like, are you okay? And I was like,
no.
And I got the spray and sprayed it through the screen door hoping to, like, scare. And I, like, sprayed the door because I was like, this thing better not come inside. So that is my obstruction.
Oh, but the thing is now neither of us can, like, actually come home normally. So I have to turn the light on and leave the door open for when she gets home.
I'm petrified.
When I get home, I'm like,
oh, sorry guys, we've been admiring Lily's beautiful crochet set that she's in, and I've just realised that her poo has gone through.
She's struggling.
And now she's sitting on the carpet. Lily! Do you know what? Perfect segue into what my obstruction is.
Oh, you don't want to deal with that? You're okay to not deal with that?
Oh, look, it's already done. It's already done. Damage is already done. Yeah. So, Lily and I are flying home from Adelaide. I'm El Solo on the plane. El Solo. Which in itself, look, if any parents have tips about flying with an eight-month-old, hit me up. I tried putting her to sleep on the plane. She didn't want to sleep. My tactic lately has been sleep before the plane, which worked better. Anyway, we are on the plane. We're taking off. We've been about 5 minutes into the flight. I've given her a bottle to pop her ears, do all those sorts of things. And then I hear some things going on downstairs. Oh, and I'm like, that's okay. You know what? Lily, bed it out than in. You'll feel comfortable for the flight. That's all right. Then there's a bit of a pause, and then there's like an explosion. And I'm talking like back to newborn days of like liquid that has gone through her onto me. There's, and I'm not even exaggerating, so I say like poo running down my leg now onto the seat of the plane. Lucky I had the spare seat in the middle next to me, but at this stage the seatbelt sign is still on. So I've had to wait with poo on my leg. I've reached down to get the bloody, what do you call them? The
wipes. Yeah.
I've got the wipes. I've wiped me. I've started to wipe the like, chair. Anyway, eventually have been able to get up. I have... So we're getting photographic evidence of the poo explosion. I have had to take her into the bathroom, do the change. I had to throw out her pants. They are on the in the plane bin because that's how bad they
are. I don't understand how explosions work though.
Because they're so liquid and I think it came out with such force. And at this stage,
nappies need to be better.
Our team had gone down with gastro the week before. Yes. So in my mind, I'm
the gastro of 2026.
Literally. The year of the gastro, not the year of the horse.
Literally.
And I'm literally thinking Lily has now got gastro. But anyway, she only did it once. But yeah, she then had to be on the rest of the plane flight. I thought I didn't have a spare pair of pants because she'd had a similar issue earlier in the day. So she came out with just her nappy on and a t-shirt and then eventually found another pair of pants. So she's wearing like a bright pink top with like brown checkered shorts. But anyway, we got through, Lil, didn't we? And you felt better for it afterwards, but we lost a pair of pants in the process.
I think I'll name the title this episode, like, Lily, listen to this when you're 18. Like, this is the one I wanted to come back to and just like...
Yeah, Lily, it's not quite fair that we talk about your bowels like that. Oh, dear.
Yeah, we're talking about you, doll.
But yeah, they shouldn't really have explosions at this age because they should be thicker, the poos. But Lily... I think you've been eating a bit too much lately.
Manny, do you have an obstruction? Or my is your obstruction, life great?
It kind of like leans on your spider situation because now like I can't go through the front door without like a 30 second inspection of the front door. Our house is a zoo.
Maddie also lived in an apartment to give
context. Yeah, so I was in a third level apartment. I dealt with one spider the whole time. And I'm not good with this stuff.
Mm.
We have ants. We have cockroaches. We have... So many spiders.
Our house wasn't properly sealed.
I'm not great with it all. But it makes it exciting to come home every day. And also just the fact that I've still only lived with Sarah for like 4 weeks this whole time.
Literally.
I know.
That's so true.
Diamonds.
I mean, lucky Sarah, but give not us lucky our me. Release Sarah. Okay, our gains. Turn off.
My gain is with Maddie Media moving in, I feel like the quiz game... has thoroughly improved.
Oh, what did you guys get in the week for 50?
38 out of 50.
We did 38 the other day.
See, Daniel and I got 34 and we thought we were so
good. I didn't know this quiz existed, so turn
it. Weekly God. 50, game changer. So good. I have never got 38 before, but we have really covered a lot of bases between us.
Yeah, I'm but also so Turner was on fire the other day.
I also was on fire. So impressed. Do you know what? Gold FM. That's where I find all my news these days. I'm putting down to Gold FM.
She has discovered Gold FM like it hasn't been around for like 1,000 years.
To be fair,
years.
I've never listened to it.
Yeah, well, it's WSFM. It's just rebranded. 101.7. No, that's really mean. Anyway, I'm a radio girl.
Recommend. So I do better in the quiz since listening to it. She's wiser.
I did introduce everybody at work to it yesterday, but I did two questions and I realised it was a new one. I went, no, I have to save it for Maddie. I have to save it for home.
You do.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
My game is there's a new boy band in town.
Oh my god, what a lead in.
Has anybody watched the, what's it called? The, I don't know, the Simon Cowell documentary on
Netflix, and it's all about him wanting to put together a new boy band because there's been a bit of a gap in the market with the boy bands. It's a year of K-pop that's taken over, so he wants to get a good British Simon boy band money. Back. Yeah, Simon's struggling. He's spent too much on plastic surgery for years. Yeah. And the same 12 T-shirts that he wears. But I just found it, like, to be fair, even Daniel watched it with me. Like, it was one of those things that was so bad that it was good. And it was, like, amazing. The anticipation of who's going to make the band. And it was, like, they were only meant to have five in the band, but then they ended up having seven. And now it's, like, they're, like, years in the process. It's seven boys in the band.
That's too many.
Yep, but they've released their song today.
So what are their name?
Well, they're called December 10, which is a terrible name. Well, but everyone's also saying it was like 1D and now it's like D10. So stupid. It's like, yeah, but that's the day that like the band got put together or something like that. Silly name.
So stupid.
But their current song, it's catchy. Baby, you can come my way. It sounds like a song that we've heard 12,000 times. It sounds like, baby,
you
times.
Light up my world.
And it's very similar. I do have the biggest crush on one of them. Daniel's like, this is concerning. These boys are like 15. And as we established earlier, I'm well into my 30s.
Sometimes you just can't. I was listening, again, not to get deep, but does everyone know the internet personality Brittany Broski?
No.
You would know her face. She's okay. Famous from a meme, but anyway, she does podcasts and everything. She's hilarious. But she like talks about how she's almost turning 30, but she's like, I realize I'm happiest when I'm still doing things or whatever, when I'm like who I was at 13. So, like, if you're a fangirl at 13.
That is so true. That is so true.
You're still a fangirl now. You're not going every concert.
Yes, thank you. And I like that. I like the fact that we haven't changed. Maddie Turner, you said that to me after I had a baby. Like, you haven't changed.
Oh, my God.
I still haven't.
It was just like, add a little mini human next to you.
I've got worse. I'm more immature now, so I have more reason to be.
Speaking of me humans, that's my gain. I have been around so many babies, and for y'all who know me, they're puppy dogs to me. I don't do dogs. I like babies. That sounded the weirdest thing I've ever said.
I love it.
But I'm just so happy when I'm around them. They're so joyful. And I feel like they're all at this, like, lily age fun where they're age, so yeah. fun. And
anything from 6 months has been so fun. I'm like, so the fun early and cute. Ages are beautiful, but then I feel like now it's like, oh, my God, they're so much fun. They got little personalities.
Yeah. Even though you stink right now, Lily, I can smell you, but I still love
even
you.
Even though it's going to be a fun experiment.
Yeah, it makes me – it just brings me so much joy. And it makes you not think about yourself for a second.
That's true.
And the less of that, the better. All right, goals.
My goal, I wrote it down because I can't even remember what it was. Oh, that's why I wrote it down. My thing, new thing is trying to write things down and like ticking them off.
Because
I feel like once I do that, yeah, I'm way more efficient.
Yeah, it does help.
And it also like alleviates the stress because you've got it written down.
Yeah, so. And normally I'm like, I'll remember it, but then sometimes like I forget.
She's eating that flower, is writing... that okay?
Yeah, it's okay. That was from Maddie too. I'm very glad.
I'm a writing things down kind of girly.
I like that. My game's like a big game in terms of like it would take a while to get, a big goal, but it's also not for me, it's for Daniel. And I also think it's actually detrimental to me and I don't want it to happen, but again, selfless. So Daniel's going back to England to play and he leaves.
He's already gone.
No, he's here. He's going. He leaves in a couple of months.
Yes.
And he is really desperate for Lily to walk before he leaves because he doesn't want to miss that.
Yep.
And so he's going to be leaving when she's like 10 months, which is very, very early.
Yep.
But yeah, the goal. And then Maddie turned the other day at training. I saw the photo. She started to kind of be able to wait there a little bit. So I know that I'm going to regret saying this because it means that then I'm going to have to put up with a walking child for too long. And as I've learned about crawling, you kind of want them to stay stationary for as long as possible.
Yep.
But anyway, by 10 months, we want Lily to be a little bit on the move so that Daniel can see it before he goes.
That's a great goal.
So I'm just watching it. It's not your goal.
Eat this pot plant alive.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. Do you like your flowers?
My goal is... to stay optimistic about being 30.
You're going strong.
Not freak out about a party because I'm that person who will organise a birthday event and then someone won't come and I'll go, oh, so everyone hates me.
She's not dramatic.
Come from the girl that didn't show up to my baby shower because she had it the wrong way.
Anyway, I think about that every day of my life and I think I'm making up for it. And just to find a dress and...
Yeah.
You otherwise, know what? Stay healthy because I've had two weeks of hell.
Otherwise, if you can't find a dress, we're changing the theme to something.
Yes, the theme will be like everyone come ugly.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
And for the first time in 2026, Maddie Proud, how would you like to finish this episode?
Oh, I thought I'd maybe change it up, but I think we'll go with Perfect Podcast Don't Exist.